And here on KBRB in Duluth, Nebraska, it is time now for our state track preview with the Stuart Broncos head coach, Travis Ludwig, and he will be taking four girls to the state track and field championships on Friday and Saturday in Omaha's Burke Stadium. And coach, congratulations to your girls and you, and it looks like three of your four girls going are returning state qualifiers. Let's first of all take a look at it and start it off with your seniors, including Lexi Schroeder.
All right, Lexi, returning state medalist. She qualified last year, and ironically enough, it was her first year throwing, Cody, so she picked up the event pretty fast, so this is only her second year throwing. But she went down last year, and she got sixth at state. I believe she threw 35-9 in the finals down there, and that placed her. So she has thrown 37-9 this year, so we're hoping for another medal, and then we'll see what happens. But she's been throwing consistent all year in that 35 to 37 range, so we're hoping for big things out of Lexi. She's really taken that shot put and has done a good job with it.
Well, you know, and she's a great athlete that you've had there at Stuart, and it's just kind of one of the builds that maybe you don't expect out of a shot putter, but just the athleticism that she has produced and the coaching that has got her to where she's at.
She's very athletic, as you said, and, you know, we took a look at last year, and we thought maybe with her quickness and strength that the shot put would be a good event for her, and I wish I would have put her in a year earlier, but she just took to it very well and has continued to improve and get more and more success and confidence in it. So, like I said, we're hoping for big things out of her, and I think she'll perform down there because she's had a great year in volleyball and basketball, and I'd like to see her close her high school career out with a nice medal down at the state meet.
Well, keeping it with the seniors, let's go to Cadence Kramer, another thrower for you as she's qualified in the discus.
Cadence has had a good year in the discus. Early on, she was throwing shot and disc, and at one point I just said, how about we focus on shot with Lexi and discus with Cadence, and they've really devoted themselves to their signature event. Cadence was an NVC champion, as was Lexi a couple of weeks back at the NVC track meet. Cadence threw 110 feet, 3 inches at the conference meet. And she's been pretty steady in that 95 to 105 range. That day she hit 110, and then at district she went 109, and really kind of set the stage for the competitors there and wound up qualifying and had a good day. And that 110, you know, it's among the season leaders in Class D, so we're hoping that she can replicate that and actually do a little bit better down there and get a nice big medal, because last year she was awfully close to medaling. I think she was one spot out of making finals. And with the changes they've made recently, if you make finals, you get a medal because now they medal 8. So we're hoping for a good day from Cadence, and I think we'll get it because she's been very consistent all year, and she's throwing pretty well right now.
And to tell you the truth, the throwing is about the best option for the attendees to actually get a close-up view, because you don't get to see much on the track and field except from the bleachers, but in the shot and the discus, the fans will be able to be right basically pit side.
That's correct. You know, if people have never been up to the shot or disc ring, they'd be surprised by how many people head up there. I mean, there's a lot of people that pack in that area, and it's exciting, and the Burke facilities are amazing, and they do a good job with it. And it's a lot of fun to see the kids compete in those events, and just the whole track meet in general. It's an amazing experience. I'm glad these four kids get a chance to go down there and compete.
Well, and again, with weather, the discus, really, I know everything, you know, weather dictates a lot of things in those sports, but boy, the discus, the wind really dictates how things are going to go.
That is correct. The weather forecast right now, I hate to say it, but it looks very good for the weekend session with Class C and D down there, so I hope the weatherman is right for a change. It doesn't look too windy, doesn't look too hot, not a real big chance of storms as we're recording this. But you know how that goes. It can change in a day because it's definitely been a season of wind. I think about every meet we were fighting the wind in some form, except for the conference meet, which wasn't bad. But definitely at Plainview, we went down to Plainview, and like most of the C and D districts in this part of the state, we had the extended delay as that strong storm system blew through. And ironically enough, after the storm went through, it was beautiful, but we only had 3 events at Plainview after the storm caused the delay. But hopefully it's a good win for Cadence down there, and hopefully she gets a good toss in.
Another that has returned to Omaha Burke, and this time the 200-meter dash, it's Lacey Paxton, a sophomore for you.
Yeah, Lacey qualified in the 400 last year, and this year it just didn't happen in the 400. She got fourth in districts, the 400. But she has ran sprints for us all year, and in the 200 she ran a strong race in the prelims, and she was sitting seventh, actually. So she had an outside lane, And coming out of prelims into finals, she came off the first curve, and man, she ran the first curve well, and nobody made the stagger up on her. And I turned over to my assistant coaches and said, holy cow, Lacey really got out fast. And she was in first place when they hit the straightaway, and she had about a 5-meter lead on the rest of the competitors. She ended up getting caught by the eventual champion, but she held on for second place, and she ran her season best time of the year by .6, which is quite a bit in that race. And she was just tickled pink. Unfortunately, not a lot of her teammates got to see it because I had ushered a lot of them into a building at Plainview because the storm was really approaching fast. So as soon as Lacey got done, I said, good job, now get inside. So we didn't really celebrate on the track. We headed for safety at that point. But, man, she ran a really good race down there. It was exciting because she was so excited.
And you hit on a key factor. A lot of people think running's running, but there are some strategies, and especially on the corners for those short distances.
Yeah, and you know, she got out of the blocks really good. I mean, it was her best start of the year, and then I think you combine with that with the fact that she ran a great curve, and by the time she got the straightaway, she had the lead. And you know, if you get to the curve or the straightaway after that 200 curve, and you're in a position like that, you've got a pretty good chance. And I know afterwards when I was talking to her on the bus ride home, she actually said, you know, when she got the straightaway, she said, I can do this. And she had it in her head that she wanted to go, and boy, did she deliver on that mental promise.
Well, let's now go ahead and head to your final competitor. Sydney Estill will compete in the girls' high jump. She actually did get the second place, which was automatic qualifying, but she also hit the automatic qualifying height to get to state.
Yeah, Sydney cleared 4.11 at Plainview, and that was a 3-inch jump on her previous season best of 4.8. Now, we thought going in that she had a chance to qualify. We knew she's probably going to be in that second or third place range because the girl that won, it's the defending state champion. So we thought she probably had a pretty good chance to win that event. But Sydney was clean. She made 4.9 clean, and then her competitor that was sitting in second, third with her, she also made it clean. So then it came down to 4.11, and Sid got hers on the third attempt. So she was very excited. I'm excited for Sid because last year she placed third, and you know that third place, that's the first one that doesn't get to go to state. So after a near miss last year, she came back and she worked hard this season, and she really performed well at district. So we're hoping she can go down and replicate that and bring a medal home.
Well, Coach, we wish you and your athletes the best of luck at state track championships in Omaha coming up this Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Cody, and thank you and KBRB for all the coverage during the season and informing people about what's going on in the C&D track in the area. You guys do a great job with it.
And that is Stewart High School track and field coach Travis Ludwig on our state track and field previews here on KBRB.